The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Facebook NOPBC group. Spark and Leader Dogs for the Blind have an online event November 30th. From Bear Advocacy, Tactile Graphics. From NFB.org, Santa Letters. From 11 Alive, an article about a VI student who scored a perfect ACT. From Facebook's NFB group in Texas, a 2023 writing contest. And from the ActionFund.org, two items, a Braille reading contest and free Braille books coming out in 2023. And an article about the 2022 Jernigan Scholarship winner. From the AFB, Alonzo Estate donates $8 million. There will be more. Let's get started. From the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, Lori Deher, D-E-H-R, shared an event. Join Leader Dogs for the Blind for their November virtual collaboration event with Spark Therapeutics. Date, Wednesday, November 30th, 2022. Time, 3 p.m. Eastern. Collaboration partner, Spark Therapeutics. Spark will share the importance and value of genetic testing for anyone living with an inherited retinal disease. Leader Dogs for the Blind will share about our free programs and services, including Teen Summer Camp. Register for the collaboration event here. https://meeting/register/t-j-e-u-c-u-i-o-q-z-g-p-g-d-0-i-i-u-j-t-v-6-t-d-3-v_cv-m0-f-cap-l-x-0-3-2. Photo description. The left side is text with information about the event. Logos for Spark Therapeutics and Leader Dogs for the Blind. On the right side is a photo of 8 young people standing in 2 lines playing a game. Each line has 4 people passing a red, white, and blue beach ball over their head to the person behind them. Collaboration event. Spark will share the importance and value of genetic testing for anyone living with an inherited retinal disease. Leader Dogs for the Blind will share about our free programs and services, including Teen Summer Camp. Logos for Spark and Leader Dogs. From NFB.org, Santa Letters and Winter Celebration. The National Federation of the Blind works to get more Braille into the hands of blind and low-vision children. We are excited to provide Braille letters and activities to celebrate the holiday and winter season in December. Each letter is part of a fun celebration packet of activities. The celebration packet is accompanied by a print copy for the whole family to participate. Santa Letters. Every December, the National Federation of the Blind helps Santa send letters in Braille to young blind children across the country. How did it start? Well, more than 10 years ago, Santa asked us to be his honorary elves. Ever since, we've been helping him send letters in contracted Braille to blind children who are 10 years old and younger in the United States. Along with the Braille letter, Santa includes a print letter so that those who might not read Braille can follow along. He also includes other fun holiday activities. Message from Santa in a video that you can click on. Message from Santa transcript. Audio description. A man in a red and white Santa suit with jingle bells in hand stands in front of a large green holiday wreath. Santa, ho, 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 this is Santa here coming to you live from the North Pole. I'm getting prepared, getting ready for Christmas. Braille is very important because it keeps all children on every level connected. Ho, 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 reading is so much fun. I hope that lots of children have Braille books on their lists. And when you send me your list, I'll send you a Braille letter in return. Ho, 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 this is a special message to everyone out there. I hope you have a great winter season. Ho, 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 music. Winter Celebration Letters. request. We are also excited to offer winter-themed Braille letters so that parents of children ages 10 years or younger can select the option that best fits their family. Along with the Braille letter, the celebration packet includes a print letter so that those who might not read Braille can follow along. English and Spanish available. Request your child's Santa or winter-themed letter today. The deadline to request a Santa or winter-themed letter for your child is December 17, 2022. There is a hot link on the website to order one. More information. For more information about our educational programs, please contact us at education@nfb.org or call 410-659-9314, extension 2418. Help us reach more blind youth. You can support the National Federation of the Blind's programs that promote Braille literacy and help blind children live full, healthy, and happy lives. Please consider making a contribution at the hot link. From BearAdvocacy.com, that's B-E-A-R, like the animal, Tactile Graphics, posted November 21st. We often hear a picture is worth a thousand words, and in many cases it is. However, many blind and low-vision individuals cannot effectively, efficiently, and sustainably access pictures. In many cases, pictures are simply left out of their materials, or if they're lucky, they might get a short alt-text description of the picture. Alt-text, not an alternative in many cases. Now, alt-text is great, and I'm all for it when it is appropriate. Here's the test. Alt text is appropriate when you can remove the picture for everyone and replace it with the alt text. Of course, if you could replace the picture with words, why didn't you do so in the first place? But I digress. In many, many cases, especially in education, business, and governmental matters, the pictures / graphics used cannot simply be replaced by a few words or even a thousand words. The picture / graphic is worth far more than 1,000 words. If that's the case, what are we to do for blind and low vision individuals? Shall we simply wash our hands of our ethical and legal duties to provide access to the information contained in those graphics? Tactile graphics are an answer. No, because we have tactile graphics. What are tactile graphics? Well, they are tactile representations of graphical information. Here are some fast facts about tactile graphics. 1. They can open the doors of information and imagination just like pictures do for the sighted. And many fully sighted individuals enjoy accessing this information tactilely. I know I do. Number 2, tactile graphics can be as simple or as complex as is needed to convey the information provided by the visual graphic. Number 3, making tactile graphics can be fun and empowering, even for craft-challenged people like me. Number 4, many, many high-quality tactile graphics are at no cost, except for the materials needed to create the tactile graphic. Number 5, learning to read tactile graphics is not hard, but it is not automatic either. Bullet points. Sighted people learn to read visual graphics throughout childhood, and they have plenty of opportunities to do so. Blind and low vision children often get few, if any, opportunities to access tactile graphics, so it is not surprising that they may need extra support in this neglected area of learning. Tactile graphics should be plentiful, and instruction in exploring, reading, and making them should begin in infancy and toddlerhood, just as it does for visual graphics. Tactile graphics provide information throughout life. High-stakes testing uses tactile graphics, and tactile maps are an important way for individuals to gain information about new places. Making your own tactile graphics. Top tip: when possible, begin with real objects. For example, use an actual orange before creating a tactile graphic of an orange. This would be a terrific time to create the tactile graphic together. Discuss the orange, discuss how to represent it on paper, compare and contrast the orange with its tactile graphic. For homemade tactile graphics, I recommend Braille. Yes, Braille. Made on a slate and stylus or a brailler. In addition to Braille, I recommend materials like graphic art tape, mat, and tactilely differentiable paper or foam to begin. Number three, I do not recommend items like puffy paint, irregular lines, and long drying time. Wookie sticks, they come off easily and leave a wax residue on fingers that can damage refreshable braille displays. Or Play-Doh and clay. Amorphous graphics may lead to confusion rather than understanding. Number four, if you do choose to use these materials, please be aware of their pitfalls and plan accordingly. Resources for tactile graphics. Here are some resources that offer free tactile graphic files and, in some cases, 3D printing files. Please note that for several of these, you will need to register. It's free. Also, please note that these files may require special tools, such as embossers, thermoform machines, and or 3D printers. But don't let that stop you. Even if you don't have those tools, you can print out the PDF files and add tactile lines to them by replacing the matte graphic art tape on the lines or by making the lines raised using a raised line drawing tool, such as the Sensational Blackboard, the Tactile Doodle, or the Draftsman Tactile Drawing Board. Please explore these great resources and let them know how much you value these resources. APH Tactile Graphic Image Library, Tactile Graphics Library, RNIB Tactile Graphic Library, B Tactile, Tactile Maps from the San Francisco Lighthouse, Tactile Graphics for Geoscience Education, HARPO Collection of Images, HARPO Collection of Example Graphics. Note, I do not receive any compensation in relation to the items noted above. From 11alive.com, a video of a high school student who earns perfect AC score despite challenges with his vision. Zachary Carter is one of only 0.5% of students to achieve the rare perfect score of 36 on the ACT test. Daily Blast Live, Friday, November 25th, 2022. Dateline Powell, Tennessee. Zachary Zach Carter is a junior at Powell High School. He is one of just 0.5% of students to achieve a perfect ACT score. It's a rare achievement. He is one of the first to achieve this score in Powell High School history. So, who is the student behind the score? Zach Carter is an active student. His resume shows he is involved in just about everything. I'm involved in the band program and also the Powell High School Singers, Zachary said. I really like math and science. I'm part of the Science Bowl team as well, but I also love music. Zach's journey to a perfect score was short and sweet. He got a 36 on his first attempt, but Zach's educational journey wasn't always a smooth road. He has a motor nystagmus, so from birth he's always had vision issues and has been legally blind, said Zach's mother, Stephanie. She said Zach has an uphill battle learning in traditional classrooms. He uses services from Knox County Schools Vision Services. He also had to learn to rely more on his hearing than his eyesight. What Zach lacks in sight, he also makes up through his ability to memorize. Being forced to memorize everything throughout my life has helped me to really develop those skills, Zach said. That might have even helped me on the ACT test and to remember all the things I've learned in school. It makes me really proud that he's completed so much, accomplished so much over the years, despite, you know, having challenges and things that he's had to push through. I'm just so proud of him, Stephanie said. But also, Zach has a lot of support. A lot of our family, a lot of teachers over the years have just really helped him and invested in him. One of these people who invested in Zach's success is Micaiah Smoker, M-I-C-A-I-A-H, Smoker, also called Coach Smoker. He is the ACT coach at Powell High School. He said Zach took a boot camp course to learn more about what to expect on the exam. I knew of him and his accomplishments, you know. He is involved in so much in the school with extracurriculars, but when he came to the boot camp, I do remember him being very attentive, Coach Smoker said. Coach Smoker said the test is extremely complicated. It takes a very bright student to pull off a perfect score. It is the highest level. It is mostly complicated word problems and math. It is extremely hard, and you have to be extremely focused. And you have to have some background knowledge, Coach Smoker said. He had seen students go through his program and achieve scores across the spectrum. He has also had a handful of students achieve scores in the 30s. However, this is the first time, according to Coach Smoker, that a student accomplished a perfect score in recent years. It's a monumental thing, Coach Smoker said. Zach said he wants to major in mechanical engineering in college. He isn't sure exactly what school he wants to go to, but he still has ample time to decide. His mom said this achievement is a result of his hard work and determination. What sticks out to me is his attitude to not give up and to just keep pushing forward no matter what's in front of him, Stephanie said. From the National Federation of the Blind of Texas, Lone Star Chapter, 2023 Writing Contest Guidelines. You are invited to enter the 2023 NFB Writers Division Contest. See guidelines below. The annual Youth and Adult Writing Contests, sponsored by the NFB Writers Division, will open January 1, 2023 and close April 30, 2023. This contest is open to all aspiring writers, whether blind or sighted. Adult contest categories are short fiction, nonfiction, including personal essay and memoir, and poetry. Youth contest categories are short fiction and poetry. The youth contest is divided into three groups determined by grade level: elementary, 1st through 4th grade, middle, 5th through 8th grade, and high school, 9th through 12th grade. In both adult and youth contests, there may be up to three prize winners, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. In addition, one or more entries may receive honorable mention. Prize-winning entries may be published within the Writers Division magazine, Slate and Style. All contest winners will be announced during the 2023 National Convention in Houston, Texas, at the annual Writers Division business meeting. Prizes. Youth contest winners will receive cash prizes equal to $30 for first place, $20 for second place, and $10 for third place. Adult contest winners will receive cash prizes equal to $75 for first place, $50 for second place, and $25 for third place. Submission guidelines. Youth contests. If you are 18 years old or older, you must enter the adult contest. This is a contest for students who use Braille. Entries must be submitted in hand embossed Braille, either with a Slayton stylus or Perkins Braille writer. There are no exceptions. Submissions must be Brailled by the entrant. All submissions, no matter what the grade level, must be in contracted Braille. Let us know if you are learning contracted Braille. Additionally, let us know if you have chosen to use UEB or not. Send your hard copy Braille and cover letter to Chelsea Cook, 901 Englewood Parkway, Apartment J304, Englewood, Colorado, 80110. Each entrant must provide an identical electronic copy of the cover letter and contest entry as a Microsoft Word file in .doc or .docx, or as a rich text format RTF file. Construct each contest entry as a separate electronic file. Construct your cover letter as a separate electronic file. Attach each separate electronic file to one email and send it to Shelley Alongi, A-L-O-N-G-I, queenofbells@outlook.com. Include your name and title entries in the cover letter only. Each contest entry must contain the title and text only. Example, if you are entering three poems and one story into the contest, attach five files to your email. No entries will be considered unless submitted in the formats listed above. Electronic files submitted in any other format will be immediately disqualified. No questions asked. Cover letter. Your cover letter must contain the following information: your name, mailing address, phone number, email address. List the titles of all submissions, including the category in which they are being entered, school and grade level. Entry requirements. We will consider only unpublished original entries. Please do not submit entries that have been previously submitted on a website or blog. Youth short fiction stories submissions cannot be more than 1,000 words. poetry, no more than 50 lines. Authors of either poetry or fiction are encouraged to submit multiple pieces. Youth entry fees? None. Are you the best brailler in the contest? Be sure to double-check your work for spelling and grammatical errors. Remember to use braille paper so the braille is easy to read. From actionfund.org, Braille Readers Are Leaders. Our 2022/2023 Braille Readers Are Leaders contest is almost here. We are Beanstack again this year to log your minutes of reading. There are badges to earn, prizes to win, and lots of Braille to read. General contest information. Purpose: to promote the joy of reading for pleasure, to promote a pride in Braille as a viable literacy medium equal to print, and to demonstrate the importance of independent reading in the development of Braille literacy skills. Eligibility: blind and low vision Braille reading students and adults. Registration. Registration for the 2022/2023 Braille Readers Are Leaders contest opened November 7th. You can create your account on Beanstack if you don't already have one at http://actionfund.beanstack.org. The link to this video will help you get signed up using Beanstack on the web. Just download from either iTunes or Google Play Store. You can register, log minutes, and see the leaderboard, and more. Note, teachers, if you are entering your class for the contest, please enroll as an adult reader. This way you can enroll each student as a child reader under your name. Please do not enroll your class under your name only. You will not be able to log individual minutes for each student. As always, the American Action Fund does not want to exclude any interested contest participant who cannot use Beanstack or does not have access to the Internet. Please contact Braille Reading Contest at actionfund.org or call 410-659-9315 to discuss other reading log options. Summary of important dates. November 7th, registration opened. Create your account and register for the contest. December 5th, the beginning of the contest, and the first day participants can log their minutes. January 23rd, the end of the contest, the last day participants can track and add more minutes, and the last day to submit a registration form. January 27th, all minutes read during the contest period must be logged on Beanstack by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. February 10th, winners will be announced and notified. Mid-February, prizes will be mailed out. Breaking down the contest. Contestants compete against their same grade peers nationwide to read for the most minutes during the reading period. There are 5 grade categories and an adult category in the competition. Grades K through 1, grades 2 through 3, grades 4 through 5, grades 6 through 8, middle school, and grades 9 through 12, high school, and adults. Note, students classified as ungraded or those who have reading delays should register in the same category as their same age peers. For example, a 16-year-old student who reads at a third grade level should register in the high school category. However, he or she may read third grade materials. We have found that when students read material appropriate for their reading level, they are able to be competitive with their same age peers. This year, we have broken down the adult challenges into 3 separate categories. There is novice, intermediate, and expert reading challenges. There are descriptions within each category to help you know which challenge you should undertake. Contestant T-shirt. All contest participants will receive a Braille Readers Are Leaders T-shirt. This shirt will be mailed as soon as possible after the participant registers for the contest and logs their first amount of minutes read. So if a participant reads for 20 minutes on December 5th and logs his minutes into Beanstack that day, his T-shirt will be mailed to him as soon as December 6th. If, however, participants wait until the end of the contest to register and log all of their minutes at once, they will not receive a T-shirt or any other prizes. They may have won until we send out all of the prizes in mid-February. In other words, register as soon as registration opens and start logging minutes right away, every day if possible. prizes. This year, instead of a general prize pack, which is the same for all participants, prizes will be awarded based on number of minutes read. The more a participant reads, the more prizes they will earn. When participants log minutes each day as they read, they will receive emails with fun badges that they have earned in recognition of their efforts. Participants will also be notified when the reading milestone they have reached also has a prize attached to it. Participants can also check out the leaderboard to see how their number of minutes stack up against their friends. We encourage participants to see how many minutes they can read throughout the contest period. Can you have a reading streak each day of the contest? What prizes and badges can you earn? The only way to find out is to register, read, and log your minutes. In addition to the prizes earned based on minutes read, the participant who reads the most number of minutes in a particular grade category will win a cash prize. Rules for the contest. Contestants must meet the eligibility criteria. All reading materials must meet the criteria for acceptable materials, see below. All materials must be read between December 5th and January 23rd. Registration form must have the name and contact information of a parent, guardian, or teacher. Not meeting the required dates for registration or logging minutes will disqualify a contestant. All decisions of the judges are final. Parent, guardian, teacher. The parent, guardian, teacher is responsible for registering the student for the contest, assisting the student in finding suitable extracurricular Braille books and other materials to read for the contest, verifying the student read the Braille material listed and that the material was read between the beginning and ending dates of the contest, submitting the reading log in an accurate, complete, and timely fashion. The contestant, parent, guardian, or teacher may be contacted if the contest judges have questions or need additional information about an entry. Judges may, based upon the information available to them, adjust the number of pages or disqualify a contestant. Reading material guidelines. The overall purpose of the contest is to encourage extracurricular reading for pleasure. So the following lists of acceptable and unacceptable contest Braille reading materials are given. The lists also take into account the fact that most of what students in kindergarten, first, and second grades learn in school is connected to reading, and therefore there is not always a clear distinction between required reading and recreational reading. All material must have identifiable source information that can be checked for verification, such as author, publisher, or sponsoring organization. There is a list of the types of reading materials that are acceptable, and another list of unacceptable materials. There are instructions for recording your minutes on Beanstack and for filling out your reading log, and there is an FAQ. I'm running out of time for the show, so I will skip the other items that I had hoped to read to you today about the Jernigan Scholarship winner and the Alonzo estate leaving $8 million to the AFB. History of Braille leaders. Readers are leaders. In the early 1980s, the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children and the National Association to Promote the Use of Braille collaborated to establish and administer the Braille Readers Are Leaders contest. You can read more about that on the website. I ran out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and brain impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Please call 919-832-5138.